If you invest the time now to start the first day well, you are going to save a ton of time, because 2 minutes wasted a day in a school year would equal about 360 minutes, which is about 7 days of school. So invest that 20 minutes. This is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher. I've been teaching for 22 years, starting my career at a private school, moving to a suburban high school, and now I'm at a Title I middle school. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You can find show notes and links mentioned in the podcast at jamesdevine.net. Maybe you might want to call in with a question of your own to 719-238-4193. I like to greet my students at the door with a handshake or a high five. Of course, with coronavirus, that's going to change just a little bit. But I'm still going to greet them at the door, depending on what requirements we have from the Department of Education for how the school year is actually going to start. So I highly recommend greeting students at the door. You want to start the first day off well by making sure you set some procedures and policies in place and make them clear from the beginning. And greeting them at the door is a great start to that. Start with the very first thing is how they're coming in from the hallway. I teach middle school, and some of those middle schoolers sometimes are coming to me right from lunch, and they can be a little bit crazy, and they're just immature. It's not because they're trying to give me a hard time or get in trouble, but they don't know how to come in the hallway sometimes, especially after they've been running outside for some recess. So sometimes you have to teach them that. I made the mistake this last school year of not doing that, and I had to go back about the third day, and I had them all line up outside the door, and we talked about the proper way to come in. And that solved it for almost all of them, except for about three students. And those three students had to practice the next day how to come in and behave properly. So after that, then they all had it right. Think about what type of policy you want for students to get their instruments and music, and how you have your class set up can make a big difference in this. For example, I have my music in folders that are in boxes based on color by class period, and it's near the door, so when they walk in, they have to grab their folder and get ready to go. The instruments are in a closet, so they have to go in there, and I've had to explain to some students about you're going to walk in there, there's no wrestling in there, there's nothing going on in the instrument storage closet except to go in there, grab your instrument, and come back out. You might have different policies and procedures even for once they get to their chair. For example, the first week or two, I don't have them open the instruments yet because they haven't gotten used to getting to their seat. Some of them have the instruments upside down. And so the policy at first is that they're going to put the instruments next to their chair. You'll also have a procedure maybe for getting new music out. That's a little bit beyond the first day for me, but some people get new music out the first day. Some of my more advanced groups, I have them get started playing a scale if they've already played. But the new students, we don't have any playing yet. But I do get them involved in something musical right away. If it's a beginning band group or beginning orchestra group, we might clap some rhythms. We might do some tricky moves with our hands and feet, something to get their minds going and realize that when they come to my class, it's time to be serious and we're going to learn something. So we'll talk about whole notes and half notes and quarter notes and sometimes even eighth notes on the first day and get started clapping some rhythms. It's not so important that they know exactly what a whole note is or exactly what a half note is. I just tell them it gets four beats and I have a metronome going. It's just more so that they know that we're coming in to learn and we're going to not waste time in my class. Looking for funding? School Fundraising has the options and, best of all, extraordinary customer service to back up whatever program you choose. I have personally used them for over a decade. They offer brochure and catalog sales such as cookie dough, popcorn, candles, snacks, a donation-only platform, a combination of donations and products. They believe in maximizing your profits and minimizing your hassles with over 30 years of experience helping hundreds of groups just like yours each year. Their 5-star Google rating says it all. Contact them at info@schoolfundraising.com or call Joel 406-544-5308 or Johnny 719-229-1325 direct on their mobile phones. They love to serve. I like to have a seating chart even on the first day. I create one for the first day. And what I usually do is I'll get the roster from counseling. And if it's brand new students, they haven't picked instruments yet or they don't know, I don't know what instrument they're doing, then I'll just do a seating chart based off of their names. And so I'll have my, I usually have 3 rows in my class. So 1-1 from the director's perspective is the first seat on the left in the first row. 2-1 is the first seat in the second row. 3-1. And so I'll just have them either look it up on a seating chart that I create, or sometimes I'll even hand them a sticky note when they come in so that they can get seated right away. And I just have a little explanation of what the seats are at the on the board so that they can see what that is. Now, I highly recommend that you create your seating chart. If you don't have it, some type of digital version. I like to create a seating chart using a link that I'll include in the show notes where you can create band seating charts that are curved. Also works well for orchestra and choir. And then I like to put a page protector over the seating chart. And I put all of my classes into a notebook. That way I can flip through that notebook, and then I use a dry erase marker. And this is what works for me. You can do whatever works for you, but I kind of developed this over the years, and I've seen horror stories of teachers. I used to work with a choir teacher who called every name every single day. So in April, she was still calling names to check the roll, and it took her 8 minutes every day, and I could not understand why she was wasting the time doing that. She said she didn't want to give them an assigned seat, so she was wasting 8 minutes a day times 180 days. That's a lot of wasted minutes of what could have been put to rehearsal. So I like to put the seating chart in a page protector, and I use a dry erase marker, and then that way I can just see which seat is empty. I put a little slash through that name. And if they walk in tardy, I turn that slash into a T for tardy. So slash means absent, a T means tardy. And if they came in with a note, then I change that to, I just erase it with my finger or thumb. And then that way, once they're getting their instruments together, I do my online attendance. Also, since we're talking about starting the first day of school well, I always have some type of warm-up exercise. I call it getting to know you. So I tell the students, you can talk for right now. I'm going to give you about 8 minutes to fill out this sheet, or you can put the questions on the board or on the overhead, whatever works best for you. But it's a getting to know you thing, and I change it up every year, but it usually asks them their name, their address, their phone number, and then I'll put some fun things on there. What are they most looking forward to this year? What would they like to see changed? What is their favorite drink? What is their favorite candy bar? So just some things like that. How many siblings they have. The last thing I want to talk about is make sure that you set some type of bathroom procedure. There is no right or wrong with this, but it's going to depend on what works out for you. Now, something new that I did last year that I learned from a fellow educator is to just have a sign-out sheet on the board, explain the policy. The policy for me is that one student at a time is in the bathroom, and when they sign out, they put their name on that board, and they go to the bathroom and do their thing, and when they get back, they cross their name off with one line through it. Then that way, students who need to go can see that, oh, someone's already out, or no one's out, that person came back, and no one has to ask me or interrupt the rehearsal to try to try to get things going. That worked for 5 out of my 6 classes. One of my classes, I had them right after lunch, and it was a beginning band with 43 students, and it was seeming like all 43 of the students would go during each class period. So I had to nip that in the bud. But for the other 5 classes, it worked out great, and we had no interruption of my rehearsal technique for people to go to the bathroom. A book I highly recommend, and I'll put this in the show notes too, is a book called The First Days of School by Harry Wong. So there'll be a link to that in the show notes. I hope you have a terrific first day of school and hope that it all goes well.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.